At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Adam Carriker on The Ticket. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk a little bit of pro wrestling. WWE SummerSlam, the biggest party of the summer, probably the second biggest pay-per-view that WWE does each and every single year, took place this past Sunday. Now, admittedly, with everything going on, you know, the world's longest freaking move that my family and I finally completed, I had not watched WWE really since WrestleMania. About 3 weeks heading up into SummerSlam. I was like, all right, SummerSlam's coming. I'm starting to see little snidbits all over the place. I feel like I'm missing out. I got to get caught up. And then I watched SummerSlam. So I was pretty excited to watch the show. All right. My initial thoughts. Good show. Enjoyed it. Okay. I love what Paul Levesque, Triple H, is doing. I always wondered what would happen one day when he went from running NXT to running Raw, SmackDown, and doing it in the big time, because basically NXT was on fire. Guys would go up to the main roster, and then it would never really be the same way too often. And he's done a phenomenal job. I enjoyed SummerSlam. I thought it was a good show. I took time away from a family event to go watch it, okay? And my wife was okay with that, so it was all right. I wasn't in the doghouse or anything. As much as I enjoyed it, as much as I liked it, I do have a critique, and I couldn't get it out of my head. And I want to get DP's thoughts on everything, but particularly this. Too predictable. We called the Rhea Ripley Dominic Mysterio thing.
Yeah.
We called Finn Balor turning on Damian Priest. Yeah. Everybody knew Roman Reigns was coming out. As soon as it was a Bloodline Rules main event, and then Cody Rhodes meets with Arn Anderson on the way to the ring, you knew other guys were coming out. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed it. It was awesome. And I think it's okay. But you can't keep coming back to Bloodline Rules. And at some point, he's got to be a little less predictable with his booking, talking about Triple H. What are your thoughts, DP?
Triple H, so in NXT, he could not rely on the old hits. So imagine it's rock and roll, and it's a new band, and you just got your first hit. People will show up and not know what to expect from you, because guess what? They haven't seen you. They don't know. They don't know mm-hmm. the other 4 to 8 songs you're going to play. They don't know. They don't expect nothing. If they're good, cool. That's NXT. Is that, oh, you found a hit. You found a thing. And people will show up to hear that thing and then whatever else you do. But if you're the Rolling Stones, people come to see the hits, man. Look, give me what I know and what I can sing along to. give me the fan-coded intro that tells me how to respond and react. That's what the masses are there for. Most of the masses don't want to be surprised in full. They want to have some idea because it's their soap opera. That's why they're there. They're coming there. Listen, I came to see Cody win, and that's what I'm there for. And if you give me anything else, I don't really know whether it's worth my money. If Roman shows up and he's in the building and I get to say Roman's in the building, hey, man, I won. Is mommy coming back? Cool. I'm going to cheer for it. The difference being Triple H has NXT experience. He thinks, because he's seen Bron Breakker and the work that he's done over 4 years, since he's seen Big Van Walter, right, and seen his body transition from a 320-pound dude to a 240-pound dude, since he's seen Punisher Martinez and the change of body and work and becomes Damian Priest, he's paying off from work that he's seen that we don't know. Like we know about it, but we didn't see Triple H pull Punisher Martinez aside and say, listen, bro, you can't come in here as a chubby and be the bad man you want to be. You need to change your body. You need to change your look. And then to have somebody say, yes, you're right, and then do it, you pay them off. And it's the same thing. You know, we saw Gunter. Gunter, 4 years ago, not recognizable. Not, he was Big Van Walter, man. This dude, he didn't look the part. He didn't look the part. And Triple H challenged him to change his look and his persona so that he could pay him off. And when he did, it's the same thing. It's, oh, you know what? I got to pay you off. This is when the payoff is. Those folks, Rhea changed her body. Okay, wonderful. Liv changed her body, changed her work. Wonderful. Pay him off. Breaker. Like, it's good. It's just not new. It can't be new. There has to be some payoff for 4 or 5 years worth of work.
So you're saying so to be clear, I'm good with what happened and what took place. Okay. Mm-hmm. But he can't do it again. He can't be this predictable again, especially on a big time show. Like I said, I immensely enjoyed it, but immediately, as soon as it was Bloodline Rules. I'm like, all right, there's going to be like 3 run-ins for Cody's side. The whole Bloodline's going to come down and attack him, and then they'll come out. You could see, like, I could call the entire thing.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask. For any pay-per-view, so for WrestleMania, I'm pretty sure that me, you, and Bach could write down on a piece of paper what we think will happen at WrestleMania, because we have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen at WrestleMania. Like, we know that they write months in advance. As a matter of fact, several pay-per-views in advance, big pay-per-views. And the only way for them to get full value of their roster is run-ins, because they don't want to have 10-match pay-per-views. They don't want to do that. So how do they do it? I need to get Orton pop. I need to get Kevin Owens pop. I'm not going to give them a full match, but I'm going to put them in. Where do I put them in? Where can I tie them together? Roman Reigns tore the roof off the building by simply walking down there, throwing a spear, and then just standing there. He wasn't in a match. Like, it was just the thing. Dom, I don't even remember the last time Dominic wrestled. Like, I don't. But you have to use the talent for storytelling. Adam, I 100% know that you could write down WrestleMania right now. 100%.
Well, here's what I'll say, because like I get what you're saying, and I actually like the Triple H. Most of his pay-per-views have been like 6-7 matches, mm-hmm. at most, mm-hmm. except for Mania was a little bit longer, obviously 2-night event. Mm-hmm. Up till now, I've loved it, and it's been great. Okay, no disrespect to Orton and Kevin Owens. When I see Cena come out and Taker come out and Rock come out, you know, there's levels to the pop based on who's coming out. And when Orton and Kevin Owens came out, it was great. But I saw the other guys come out first in Mania, so I immediately compare them a little bit. And Orton's going to challenge Gunther for the championship now. And I think that's the right call on that. I'm good with what he did. But to me, I'm now like, all right, you have to be a little less predictable at some point going forward. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions. You're probably not going to know the answer to this, but there's a point to this.
Okay.
Do you know the top movie in 1997 in America? You know what the top movie was?
No idea.
That's okay. Titanic. Okay. 2001. Do you know what the top movie in America was?
I don't know what it was last year.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Okay, so that wasn't the point. Yeah. My point is, it was Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
It's movies that people know the ending to already. So there's something to be said for, I know what's going to happen. There's a draw to that.
Yeah.
But can you name me another movie since 1997 outside of Pearl Harbor and Titanic where it was the number one movie in America, or just, if you don't know the number one, a top movie in America where everybody already knew the ending? Can you name me one or two more since then?
Yeah, most of them, any autobiographical or pseudo autobiographical movie, people show up to get what they know to be true, right? I mean, what's the one about the women astronauts? Like, we knew the story. Some of the great movies ever done are where we knew how Brian's song ended before we watched the movie. But we went to see it anyway because of the emotion tied to it. Here's my thing about NXT, because I think NXT is the place for shocker. Like, surprise me. Like, that's where I don't think the mothership, it's like going to ESPN and then have them having somebody else sitting at SportsCenter. No, they're going to give you the hits. They're going to give you people you know, because people show up for that. And then, yeah, the diehards of us that, hey, Triple H, surprise me, man. Give me one. Give me one I'm not expecting. Like, I would love, let's say Dean Ambrose is just quietly scheduled to appear at WrestleMania, except for we can't keep that secret now. The social media just won't allow it. Like, we grew up on surprises because we didn't hear about WWE 6 days a week. We didn't know. The internet didn't exist. The kayfabe was still a thing. Now we hear everything. We hear everything. Surprise me with, oh, Becky Lynch comes back and kicks Rhea Ripley in the head. That would surprise me because we've been told otherwise. But that's kind of the business now. Like, we know too much.
Well, so what I'm saying is there's a time and a place, and there is a market for people knowing what to expect, a la Titanic, a la Pearl Harbor. My point is, at a certain point, it runs its course and people want to be surprised. I think he can't be as predictable. Like, if Cody Rhodes versus The Rock at WrestleMania's Bloodline rules again, I'm just going to roll my freaking eyes. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Change it up a little bit.
Yep.
But I think he's got until through WrestleMania, because this storyline is over a year long and it's going to get paid off at this WrestleMania. At least most of it will. I still see Roman and Rock down the road as well. If that doesn't happen at Survivor Series War Games, I don't know when Rock's coming back. There's a potential of the Bloodline, two Bloodlines meeting there.
Yeah.
I don't get uber thrilled by Roman Reigns solo Sokoa.
Yeah.
But I do see The Rock coming back and leading one side versus Roman on the other side. And I'm not the only one who sees that.
Yeah.
My point is, at some point, I want to be a little bit surprised, but I don't think the timetable runs out on that really until through this WrestleMania. But what are your thoughts on the main event here? Okay, Solo Sikoa, Cody Rhodes. I loved, because I watched Cody and Arn Anderson in AEW together.
Yeah.
And so I love that he met up with Arn Anderson on the way to the ring. Okay. And then you've got the match, him and Solo. Like, I'm watching the match and I'm like, I don't care. When is everybody coming out? You know, that's all I could think about the entire time.
Right.
Okay. And then the Bloodline comes out. And I hope Jacob Fatu's okay, because I think he's genuinely hurt. But that's besides the point.
Yeah.
But then, boom, here comes Kevin Owens. Here comes Randy Orton. Here comes Roman Reigns. And I said beforehand, I wanted Reigns. I want The Rock. I wanted everything. I knew it probably wasn't going to happen. But I said, if Reigns doesn't come out, as predictable as that is, I'm going to throw the biggest temper tantrum that you've ever seen, like a two-year-old child. So when he came out, I popped as much as anybody. But what were your obviously Cody pins Solo, gets the win, Reigns comes out, and they tried to make it, who's Reigns going to go after? No, he's not going after Cody. He's going after Solo. And of course he goes after Superman punch spear. Cody ends up getting the win. I thought the main event, like I said, very predictable. That's okay for right now. I thought it was everything that everyone wanted to see, and I thought it was good. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, injury aside, because injuries always, I mean, more frequently than not, botched moves are affecting match results, and it's happening a lot, because again, you know, and it's part of my beef with AEW, that factor is that you're asking people to do too many things physically that just aren't necessary. They're too much risk, reward, high pop moves, and then people get hurt. And you're losing. Rhea got hurt because of a high risk move. Liv got hurt because of a high risk. Like, okay, at some point, I know that you think you needed to tell the story, but probably not. The other side of it is the cameo thing. I look at it this way. If Adam, if you were in studio and you had booked Goldberg to come in studio and not previewed or kind of leaked it, it's a fail, right? It's a fail. You have to have some story to it, and the appearance, it doesn't mean he has to be here for 2 hours. If he's here for 5 minutes, it has the same impact. Like, I thought that match, I thought Jacob Fatu was vital in telling the story. Him getting hurt, my eyes were drawn to him rather than Roman Reigns. Like, that was the thing before Roman. Like, ooh. Like, I fully expected that they were just going to have Fatu run amok, and then Roman came in. And then the standoff would be, and people on the internet have all said, Fatu is a foil for Roman. He's a spy. He's just playing along. And I love the fact that people are talking about it so in full. I think the match landed. The Cody winning it was anticlimactic. Like, him pinning Solo, anticlimactic. I didn't think they did a real good job of following Solo. Like, we saw it after the event that Solo walking off and kind of pondering what just happened. But I thought the idea was good. I thought the story was good. Often the execution misses a little bit, and I think it did.
All right, so we got to take a break here shortly, and we're going to go through the other matches a little bit quickly due to a time crunch here. But I just want to point out, the only match that you and I both got wrong was CM Punk. We both thought he would win. Other than that, we basically predicted just about everything. We were split on LA Knight, Logan Paul. I went with my heart, ended up getting lucky and being right because LA Knight won. You went with Logan Paul. Yeah. Other than that, you and I kind of nailed the predictions. I remember when I used to do Fourth and Pain with Chuck, I might get like 60% of the predictions right at that point. So it's a little bit easier now. But what's your overall grade for SummerSlam, like A, B, C, et cetera?
I give most pay-per-views an A because the execution, there's so many things that could go wrong. Like, if somebody didn't have a fatal injury, I'm cool with, you get an A just for putting it on. And great sells. I'm happy for Nia, for Nia Jax. I'm happy about that. I thought it was, I actually was at the end of it, yeah, raise a glass. Well done.
I thought it was good. I gave it a B+. Okay. I gave it a B+ because they did what they needed to do to get the crowd reaction. Roman had to come out. I mean, had he not, it's an F. I'm sorry. It just is. That's how I feel about it. That's my 2-year-old tantrum.
Right.
But I gave it a B+. Yeah. Okay. So I thought it was good. Not over the top great. Like, I popped like the biggest mark you've ever seen at WrestleMania. That was my favorite WrestleMania main event of all time.
Yeah.
But we got to take a break. We'll run down the rest of the matches real quick. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere.